With your latest news, I'm Kirstie Fuller. Cabinet changes how the Health Services Authority Board is paid after concerns about soaring meeting fees. Radio KMAN's Elizabeth Charles reports.
Instead of getting paid for every meeting, the chair, deputy, and other board members of HSA will now receive fixed monthly stipends. $3,360 for the chair, $2,760 for the deputy, and $2,400 for other non-civil service members. Health Minister Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes says the move is about tightening oversight and protecting public money.
Transparency, accountability, and strong governance standards must guide the stewardship of public resources. Now, this revised remuneration framework responds directly to concerns raised by residents and oversight bodies. It ensures better value for money and reinforces the principles that underpin effective public sector governance.
The minister says further changes to board transparency and appointments are also under review. Elizabeth Charles, Radio KMAN News.
KMAN reaffirms its commitment to the highest international standards against financial crime. Here's Radio KMAN's Dion Anglin.
Government representatives joined Caribbean counterparts for the 61st Caribbean Financial Action Task Force plenary in Bridgetown, Barbados. Delegates from agencies across the Cayman Islands, including the Monetary Authority, Customs and Border Control, and the Financial Reporting Authority, took part in training aimed at strengthening anti-money laundering, counter-terrorist financing, and counter-proliferation systems. The sessions focused on asset recovery, non-profit oversight, and building cooperations between countries to trace illicit funds. New Financial Action Task Force guidance also emphasized the importance of financial inclusion within compliance frameworks. Officials say Cayman's active participation helps ensure its regulations stay current and its financial system remains trusted around the world. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
The CFATF is a regional body under the Global Financial Action Task Force, which sets worldwide AML and CTF standards. And in court news, a man is heading back to court to stand trial in the new year. Ramel Millwood is serving 12 years in Northward for convictions of common assault and indecent assault, with the latest series coming earlier this year for a knife fight on 7 Mile Beach, in which the victim sustained lifelong injuries. Mr. Millwood appeared in summary court for what the Crown described as another indecent assault charge that was waiting in the pipeline. He'll stand trial on November 26th and will remain in custody. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Kirstie Fuller.
BBC News with Caroline Nichols. Australian police have charged the surviving suspect in the Bondi Beach Hanukkah mass shooting with 59 offences, including 15 counts of murder, as well as committing a terrorist act. Naveed Akram was charged in hospital after coming out of a coma. Venezuela's government has accused President Trump of launching warlike threats after he announced a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers entering and leaving the country. The US has accused President Maduro's government of using oil to finance themselves, as well as drug trafficking. The head of the World Health Organization has called for the immediate release of health workers who are believed to have been detained in southwestern Sudan. It follows reports that more than 70 healthcare workers are among 5,000 civilians being held in the city of Niala, which has been the headquarters of the paramilitary rapid support forces. The International Energy Agency says global coal consumption is expected to hit a record 8.85 billion tonnes this year, marking the first rise in 15 years. It said US consumption was likely to have increased by 8%, helped by strong support for coal from the Trump administration. The Thai military says it's launched a renewed operation along its border with Cambodia to find two soldiers who went missing in overnight clashes. The latest fighting between the two countries has entered its 11th day. Ukraine says its drones have hit Russia's Slavyansk oil refinery. Unverified video shows the refinery apparently in flames. Britain has announced it will rejoin the European Union's Erasmus Student Exchange programme. It withdrew in 2020 following Brexit. Bhutan says it will spend $1 billion of the country's reserves to build what it's calling a mindfulness city. The Himalayan Kingdom has previously promised that the city will combine spiritual values with economic innovation. Bhutan is famed for keeping a measure of its gross national happiness. BBC News.